Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Just the Pill. I'm Swinil, and is glad as I'm to be with you. I hope you are glad to be with me today on this Friday. Yes, we have changed the time of our show, a new day, a new hour. So let's not hold off any longer. You should know that here at Just the Pill, we believe our experiences, whether they are triumphs or challenges, are beneficial in our lives. Why? Because our experiences strengthen our personal relationship with God. We see favor in God's will for our lives. Most definitely, we have to remember to help those that are in need. And since we're a part of the kingdom of God, we are learning and studying God's word to develop a sound and firm foundation. And we are empowered through prayer. So we here at Just Appeal believe and are living that thing. I am your host, Winnell, and I want to say again, thank you for joining me on today, and we will continue to just rock it. You can catch Just the Pill anytime when you feel like it, but this is the live show on Friday. So call us at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 to voice your comments or your testimonies. So the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about God's strategy, and it's been exuberating because we are just understanding that he is in the midst of everything and beginning to the very end, as he says, he is the Alpha and the Omega. But from the sunset to the sunrise, he is in everything. So we want to acknowledge that. And here, now that we are beginning a new chapter with Just Appeal, hallelujah, just because we changed the day, I just want you to know that he's blessing you and he's blessing me. Hallelujah. And that's why we had to shift the time. We are coming from Thursday at 1:30, now Friday. So I'm just saying again, yes, so you just remember on Friday, this is where we will be live. So again, thank you for meeting up with me here at Just Appeal, and let's just get into the show. So we're starting today at Psalms 32. Verse 8, and what is the topic of the show? Who's directing your path? Is it you or is it God? Because it does say in the Bible that the plans of man are a lot, but the only one that will prevail is the Lord. So we're going to get into that a little bit on today and just want you to just think about your life and recognize, interesting enough, that is not your own. And I was talking to my friend earlier today because I, too, was battling the same issue. Like, well, what do you mean? Like, my life is not mine in a sense, or I lose my life to find my life. What does that mean? Well, he is the steward of all things. He is the owner of all things, and he has us to be a part of that plan. So therefore, there's a description for us, if you think of it as a job, there are different tasks that we must do. Our days are numbered, so we have to use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But the awesome part of this, too, God helps us with that. It's not that we have to do this on our own, so thank God for that. So please turn to Psalm 32, verse 8, which totally blessed my heart. I am a part of a group chat, and this came across the group chat, and this is the scripture, and it's been on my heart ever since. So please turn to Psalm 32, verse 8, and it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my hand, and that's the King James Version. But I want you to listen to the NIV a little bit clearer. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So let's go back to the King James Version, because I just want you to focus on the I. I will instruct thee, and I will teach thee in the way that you shall go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. So it's a little bit different compared to the NIV, which says, I will instruct you, I will teach you in the way you should go, I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Now, That's what caught my attention, because we know that God will guide us with mine eye. That was pretty hot to me, like, with my eye, what does that mean? So every time I'm reading a scripture and I just don't know exactly what does that mean, that is where you just calling out to the Lord, and also known as prayer, like, Lord, what are you talking about right here? And I found that to be exhilarating, because we're recognizing that his eyes are upon us, and he never sleeps, as it says in Psalms. So we have to know that he is vigilant of all things. He knows where our every move is, regardless if you think that he's not paying attention. Yes, God is paying attention. So again, call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794 here at Just Appeal, so you can let me know your comment or your testimony, because this is what it is, y'all. God is going to guide you if you let him. Keyword, let him. One thing God is not, he's not pushy. He's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. You do have a choice. So the choice today, and please begin to recognize that our choices make a difference in our lives, that everything the Word of God says, it will come to pass. His Word is faithful. It will not return to him void. But we have to recognize there are choices that we must make. And when we are making the choices, that's a part of the instruction. That's a part of us, him being able to teach us, being an open book for what God is going to say to you, and to be obedient in doing it. So I was really blessed by this, because last week we talked about meditating on the Word of God. And let me just say this again. The Lord blesses with the S, okay? It is present. He isn't blessed from last week. He is blessing as of right now, and he continues to bless us in the future. So meditating on the Word of God is going to, what, instruct you and teach you, along with the experiences that you are having as of right now. So again, we have to recognize that we are in new territory. This is a new day. A new day will come tomorrow if he is giving you the opportunity to see tomorrow, and you are advancing. And I keep hearing that in the atmosphere. When I say the atmosphere, I watch quite a few sermons, but it is so interesting. For the past 4 to 3 sermons that I've watched, it's about advancing, but using your time wisely. How to use your time wisely, which you have to do what God is telling you to do. Amen. That you have to keep your eyes upon him, that you have to keep your ears open to him, and that is a part of meditating on the Word of God. Amen. That you have to take the time to read more than just a scripture, but be able to read the entire story, because oftentimes you'll hear, and I was in that boat too, so don't get twisted. When you're a new Christian or just a new believer and you're just beginning to dive into the study of God's Word, you're just like, what are they talking about? But it is amazing when I look back, even 15 years from today, how God has advanced me in just him teaching me about his Word. And now the time that I spend is as if, oh my goodness, I don't have enough time to even get it all in, because his Word is so exceedingly abundant. Amen for that. So recognize that he wants you to know what the plan is. Why would you want to go to God for the plan? Because he made the plan. Amen. That he has something for you, an expected end. He has a destiny for you. He has a place for you to flourish and to grow and to give a harvest and to be joyful and to have happiness. And now, every day is not going to be happy-go-lucky, but when you look at the end of the road, which is heaven, and he is going to tell you, my good and faithful servant, well, how did he even get to that part? Because you followed the plan that you had to seek and find from him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, y'all, let's look at this real quick. So check out Justin Pill's blog, blogspot.com. you can check it out and just get some more information. And when I say information, just to be encouraged by God's word. And again, call me at 213-943-3794. I have to get used to this new time myself, y'all, because Fridays you're like, oh, let's go somewhere, and we are right here listening to what God has to speak to us. Amen. Being still. Glory. So let me know what you're thinking out there, because I can honestly say this. I can't describe this week how many times that I felt God saying, follow me. I continue hearing the Spirit just speaking, come, be delivered, be healed. Well, how can I get there, Lord, to do this? What? Is there a condition? Yes. Surrender. That was the key word for this week, surrender. Because after I begin to understand, this is not my life. And check out Luke 14, y'all. Check out Luke 14, that you got to consider the cost of what you're building. Amen. And these are parables of Jesus, but it is going to reflect upon what you're doing as of right now. So don't get confused when you're reading the parables, because he's definitely talking to you and giving you a simple story to understand. It is important to know that when you follow him, you're going to have to let some stuff go. Well, everything go. It ain't even some stuff. It's everything. And that's how we begin to start to see we are following God's plan. And let me just add this too. Because we are so unique, praying will not look like somebody else's, because you are just a unique person. You are wonderful and fearfully made in your own special way. So don't compare, thank you, Lord, for this, your plan to somebody else's. It doesn't work that way. And so oftentimes, because I got caught up in this too, you're looking at people that you admire, and you're like, oh my gosh, I want that plan for my life. I want to do that too. But when you get in your secret place with the Lord, you're going to notice, that plan is not my plan, because I'm not that person. I didn't make those different choices that that person made. And then also, our backgrounds are not the same. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. But recognize that your plan is not going to be a copycat of somebody else's plan. Now, that is talking about the journey. But we are all excited for the end result of the plan. We will be in his kingdom. So that is similar, everybody who decides to follow the plan that God has for them. Amen. And the plan is what? First of all, thank you, is salvation. The plan is to be saved, to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. But it's also interesting to know that even before you have the opportunity to know Jesus for yourself, how God is orchestrating so many things to even get you to that point. And it just blows me away even thinking about that, because everybody's story is different, and it's amazing how the experiences relate to one another, and you have the same excitement and same vulnerability when you came to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I'm talking about adults, not necessarily when you're a child. But just know that when you come on the other side, you are a believer, that the plan for your life is going to be huge, and not to get stuck in, it doesn't look like this over here. Okay? So let's keep that in mind, because there was a time in my own life I was thinking my plan was going to look like somebody else's. Let me just talk about that. Amen. So back in the day, and this is when I was about, I guess I was 13 or 14, on a radio show, woo, woo, woo. So this is a part of my destiny. Amen. Just love to do it. And I remember doing an interview when I was in school with the newspaper, and they asked, what do you hope to be? Why do you want to be it? Blah, blah. And I literally said I wanted to be just like Barbara Walters. Well, now, thinking back, Barbara Walters is probably like 90 years old now. But I really believed that I was going to be on 2020. And I was going to ask questions just like Barbara Walters, get into the celebrities' faces. And that excited me. On Friday night, this cracks me up because it's Friday now. How funny is that, Lord? But Friday nights, I used to watch 2020 faithfully because I couldn't really go to the parties all the time. So 2020 was my thing, straight up. And now that I look back and look at my life, I am nowhere close to being on a 2020 unless they're interviewing me. And honestly, I don't even know if 2020 is still on air. However, I realized that God has a plan for my life and that he will continually instruct me. He will always be a friend. He will not forsake me, and his eye is upon me. And not just me, but of course my family, just everybody in this whole world. Don't think that he's not paying attention, okay? Don't think that. Okay, let's keep it moving. So as we said, and I hope that we are agreeing here, that he is the one to help you to steward your time. This is important because this is another thing I keep hearing in these sermons for the past week or two, is about the time that you have here on this earth. And I have thought about just other people's lives, people's lives that I've witnessed in a sense. And of course, I don't know specifics about everybody's life, but you have to recognize people are watching you, okay, and not in a crazy way either. But it hit me as though to compare in a way, and I'll just use my mother for example. What is she doing with her time? She's a servant of the Lord. She plays for the children's church, and she gives, and she takes care of her family. So she's not wasting her time in a sense. But then you'll see other people who are, and it used to be me too, like just trying to be entertained all the time, eating all the time, you know, like, oh, let's go here, just kind of like, it's fun to do, don't get me wrong, you do get a thrill, but the time that God expects us to have this, to do something for his kingdom, amen, that are you walking in that? And it doesn't necessarily that you have to be somebody that's knocking on doors, but it starts where you are, on your job, with your friendships, your relationships, with your family, that are you stewarding your time where he's going to be pleased? Are you investing all that he has given to you, whatever spiritual gifts they are, in the time that you have here on this earth? And when we think about Jesus, this is something that I never can't fully understand. He only had 33 years on this earth. But my goodness, the time that we saw him in the Bible after 12 years old, and then you come back and he's about to start his ministry, it's just like, whoa. The brother, yes. Our Savior, amen, was definitely just on his job. I don't think there was any idle time with Jesus. Of course not, because he never sinned. But every encounter and every moment, he used his time wisely. Either if he was showing off a miracle, giving God the glory, God the Father the glory, telling people about the kingdom. He was teaching, he was instructing, he was healing, he was telling people about deliverance. And then when you thought he was resting peacefully, okay, amen to that, and then going to the prayer closet. When I say prayer closet, just figurative speech, but he was going away to speak to his Father. So simple, right? You just hear him, and it's just the day and age. But just make a comparison on Facebook. He wasn't just scrolling on Instagram, Snapchat, and whatever else is out there, he was making his time valuable. And I am starting to understand more than ever, the time we have here is fleeting. Like it says in the Bible, your life is just like a whisper. And it is so important to understand this time is everything. And you know who's trying to steal your time and just rob your time? You said it, yes, Satan, by distractions, getting you caught up in something that God has nothing to do with, never intended you to be caught up in, so you will not perform the works of what, as I would say, the master God has given unto you. So my suggestion for you and myself is to continue about praying about using your time wisely. And that has nothing to do with confusion. So when you get confused about it, you just bind the spirit of confusion and just ask the Lord, what do you want me to do with my time? Here on this job, of course, you have to labor to eat, no doubt about that. But are you witnessing? Are you going to the people that just needs to hear a word from the Lord? And God will tell you that. The Holy Spirit will show you, go to this person. Do not be scared. Thank God he gives us chances after chances. Okay, y'all, I'm not going on a tangent here, but I just want you to recognize your time is so valuable, and that's from a child on up to the end of the days, because it's just, you just don't know when the day is going to be where you will not wake up on this side of the earth. You have to live in a way that is purposeful. Amen. Not just getting all that you can or trying to relax all the time. I know I was definitely bombarded with that as far as following, like, well, I just need to relax. Oh, my gosh, I'm just so tired. I just need to relax. I just need a break. I need a break. Well, the rest is in Jesus Christ. And it's so interesting to know that you have rest in Jesus Christ, but he still requires for you to do the job. You know, you have rest to know that he is all power and authority has been given unto you. Hallelujah. But you do see in Luke and Matthew when he's sending out the other disciples, like, you need to go. Knock on some doors, hallelujah, if they don't want you, keep it on moving, but you won't rest in me. And they were happy about that thing too. And guess what? Jesus told them, do not just be happy about casting out demons. You need to be happy that your name is in the book of life. Okay, get it down. The book of life. So getting in the book of life, y'all, don't waste no time, okay? Do what God has told you to do. Don't hold off anymore. Pray for people. Give to people. There's just so much to do, but wasting time is just not one of them. And I was watching this sermon. Well, it wasn't really a sermon. It was a lesson, actually. And I never saw it this way. And I want to say it had to be a year ago, maybe two. But they were talking about the currency of God, and the currency was just time. And that's always stuck with me as if, yeah, that's what we were exchanging with him. Is our time, and guess what? He will reward us with the time as far as those blessings, just doing what he requires for us to do. And, of course, his grace and mercy still gives us things despite the craziness that we end up in, despite our sinful ways. He is still able and willing to reward us. So make sure that you are laboring for who? The Lord. And sometimes, y'all, let's just be real, it's going to wear you out. It will wear you out. But we see what Jesus did. He slept, amen, and he went into wherever he had to go to get away to pray to the Father. All right now, amen. I knew this show was going to go quick. It's only 30 minutes long. So you roll it with me, you roll it with me. Amen. So here again, call at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794. Again, you can catch Just Appeals radio show every Friday now, and we will also have the episodes 24/7, so you just go on to blogtalkradio.com/Just Appeal and just listen, and I pray that you will share it with others. because it's some good information. Amen. So my question to you is, like, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you working towards now that you are in the kingdom of God? And if you want to be a part of the kingdom of God, you just ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. And guess what? He's going to be right there and say, yes, I sure will. And understanding that God speaks to you in the plan. There are a couple of lessons out there discerning the voice of God. Is God speaking to me? The answer to that question is yes, he does speak to you. And you will learn and train your ear to technically hear him with your heart. And most will say that it's your conscience. Like, oh, my conscience, it was my intuition. No, it's not your intuition. It is not your conscience. It's the Holy Spirit that is giving you the information of, don't do that. Stay away from here. Do this instead. It's very important to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit compared to the very busy, subtle spirit of Satan. But I'm not going to even get into that. Because I do have a confession, y'all. And I'm sure if you heard this that you can agree with me. But I know from the past that I wasted time. And I can't even remember. This is how crazy my memory is. All the things that I've done that made me waste time. You know what I'm saying? So I feel God is just beaming this right now off the pages of the Bible since 2018 when I am acting on what he has me to do. And when I say that, of course, I had dreams to be a mom and to be a wife and to do a special career. And I believe he placed some of those things in my heart, obviously. But when I think in between time, how many moments did I waste the time? I don't even want to think about it. I think it's just way too much. But thank God for grace and mercy that he's going to continue to show you what it is. So my question is to you is, what is it that you are learning in this season? There are seasons in our lives, and the best way that you can describe a season is just look at the natural seasons. You have a winter, spring, fall, and a summer. Which season are you in? And when you're like, okay, hold on, what are you talking about? What season am I in? Well, just think about in the winter, it's cold. You have to snuggle in a sense, stay warm, and things are dying, but again, coming back to life. What in the spring? So what's coming back to life? Or is there something in the fall that you're harvesting, even in the summer that you're harvesting? Think about the seasons of your life, and are you being productive? Are you going in the direction that you want to go? Or even if you feel like you're going in this direction, is it something that you really want? Is there something nagging at you, like, something ain't right here? This is not it. Please pay attention to that, because that are some clear signs about your use of time. Amen. God wants you to use your time in a wise way, very wisely, making some wise decisions. And that's where this whole leap of faith goes into, where you're walking by faith and not by sight, and just understanding that he has something specific for you, and it's going to be a process, amen, but you will see progress, hallelujah. I believe the next show, we're going to talk about this a little bit more because it's in depth. We are at a point where Jesus is going to return sooner than he was yesterday, amen, and we have to make sure that we are doing all that he desires for us to do. Excuse me, and it doesn't require a whole lot of stuff the world has said for us to do. Amen. So this is my takeaway. Let me just ask you this question. What are you learning in this season? And is there anything getting on your nerves? What feels cumbersome? What feels like a waste? Things that you're just thinking over, things that you're feeling like, why am I living this over? Are you satisfied with what you're doing? Where do you see yourself going in circles as if it's like a repeat episode? So the sidebar here is that I have saw looking in some books that there was one person in the family and who decided to just go and make it happen. And it was just basically a testimony. And when I say make it happen, just do the will of God, okay? And not being so concerned about the money to receive, wasn't so concerned about the reputation of like, what you doing that for? Only concerned about what God had called him to do. And I'm really praying and believing that you are pushing yourself to follow the plan that God has for you and not to ignore that nagging, like, oh, no. And, you know, you just keep doing it. Like, you know, it's just like, but you just feel like, oh, I got to do it. Pray about it. Again, Just a Pill comes out on Friday. Yes. At 5 o'clock, amen, and know this, that you can meditate on the Word of God anytime, glory, anytime, and pray for the Word that you receive, because He will confirm it every time, glory. So be blessed. I will talk to y'all next Friday, and our topic is going to be just that, the season of your life. What? All right, talk to y'all soon. This is Winnell signing off.